DJW Mobile.
QBNG, how you doing?
Hello, that I was missing. So I made it back home. Man, Greer is bustling town at 6 o'clock at night. It's hopping over here in Greer. There's people everywhere.
This is the time that I guess, and funny, whenever I have errands to run, this always seems to be the time of the day that I end up doing them. I mean, I can literally pick almost any time I want, but it always ends up being, for some reason, right around now. Plus, you got all the your little ingredients for whatever you're doing.
Now, I remember why I didn't get cucumbers. It's because they were out of cucumbers 2 days ago, and they're still out of cucumbers. What's up with missing cucumbers at the grocery store?
Lately. Yeah, at any given moment, there still are, I guess, supply chain problems, or there still may be, I don't know. And there might be probably for quite a while.
I haven't gone through multiple seasons being the primary food gatherer. Yeah, I've only been doing this for a year now, so I'm still kind of a newbie. So I'll have to go through several cycles before it starts impacting or imprinting upon me what time of the year or what kind of ingredients you need to make stuff is missing at the store.
So it used to be the case that a lot of stuff was seasonal. Of course, now you've got tomatoes from Florida or South America or Mexico or whatever. So whatever it is nowadays, it's always in season. Well, I guess until the supply chain problems. So now we're going back to seasonal. Yeah, you're right. Most things are most vegetables are seasonal.
Winters aren't seasonal. And I did forget those, so while I was walking by them, I remembered, oh, yeah, you forgot those last time. I've been using one of those metal ones. It works pretty good, but the paper ones are a lot easier.
Put out of plastic that you just rinse out after. No, you don't like those? That's all I ever used to use. It's plastic with some sort of filter. I mean, those work well for me.
And I started using those. Those are the ones that come with the coffee pot, with the coffee maker. And I've never used them before, but we ran out. You know, I got slack. We ran out of coffee filter, so I tried one of those, and I've been using it for the past 2 or 3 days. And it works, but you got to rinse it at the end, and you're rinsing coffee drains down. Whereas if it's paper, you just throw the whole paper and everything away, and it's clean. There's no rinsing or anything like that. It's just, it gets it all and gets it done in one fell swoop. So back to coffee.
Out after each use, I never found that to be that big a burden. Actually, once in a while, you run some water with some vinegar through the coffee maker. It's the other thing you got to do. I don't really drink much coffee anymore.
Yeah, since I started drinking coffee, since I started working, really, I started drinking coffee when I worked the third shift, and that's been since like 18 years old. I've been drinking coffee, depending on it. Couldn't live without it.
Same way, couldn't get by without it, but, you know, I don't even know if I drink it anymore. I mean, once in a while, I do drink quite a lot of tea. I got one of the big 42-gallon, you know, the big percolators, the 42-cup percolator at a thrift store, basically just to brew tea in it, you know, because I brew tea by the gallon, because I drink it by the gallon.
Those coffee makers that you put all the ingredients in it, and then it's got this rod that goes down the middle, and you push on it really hard, and it forces the hot water through the tea or whatever it is she's making. Tea or coffee, you can make either one, I think. And that works out pretty good. That's not bad. Anyway, Glenn, I'm here. I'm going to unload and go back to fixing some salad. Still without a cucumber. Anyway, good talking to you. Take care. KD2BNG, W4DJW. I'll be clear after you.
KD2BNG. French press. Sounds like the mechanical description of what you want. Yeah, they make good coffee. Anyway, I'll let you go. 73s.